The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
I have had questions with people asking me questions on at what point should he be dating? At what point should he be courtship? How do I know whether this is the person I'm supposed to marry? I'm so helplessly in love that I can't come up with a relationship. My marriage is in trouble. A woman told me, said, having listened to you, I discovered that I married my husband not because I loved him. I married my husband because I was under pressure. 4 children gone, I don't think I love him. And I don't think I will love him. And he said to me, Pastor, there are so many of my friends who are in that same net. I've spoken to women, high-profile women, low-profile women, women in the high social class, in the middle social class, and in the last of the cadre. The question is this: what do I do with my life if I find out that my heart is falling, when my heart is overwhelmed, what do I do? Many people have gone to church, do not know what to do about their relationship. Many people are seriously frustrated with their relationship. People are sincerely in relationship and sincerely wrong. If your courtship breaks, your relationship is successful. Because it is better to have a courtship broken than to have a marriage broken. So we are going to be looking at these issues, and of course, I will always come out with 10 points. We can't take 2 sections today because we didn't start early, because I would have done knowing whom to marry, how to recognize the ideal person. So we'll do only one today. Okay, everybody can see the slides because remember, it's a seminar, so we expect that you'll be doing some writing. We're not just dancing and clapping. We're dancing and clapping, and then we're thinking. All right, the questions on knowing whom to marry. Whom should I marry? You know, when singles come together in a singles conference like this, and someone passes, say, that may look like the one. There's a time in a girl's life where it looks as if all hell broke loose, and every man who sees you wants to marry you. Don't be carried away. There is a time in a young man's life, all hell breaks loose. Every girl that sees you falls in love with you and wants to marry you. Don't be carried away. How do I know whom to marry? So everybody in this hall, in cameramen, let's go on this ride. Once again, my name is Kebens Nahigbe. I am the pilot. The plane is about to take off, and we will land successfully. Marrying without being single is like Genesis chapter 2, 15 to 18. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in this garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat this fruit, you are sure to die. Then the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable, who is just right for him. What does it mean to marry without being single? A lot of times people run away from the word single. I hate myself because I'm single. I'm getting old because I'm single. I think something is wrong with me because I'm single. Am I too fast? Okay. I think there's something wrong with me. So we keep organizing conferences on how to stop people from being single. Now, I organize conferences on how to make people to be single. Many people have married without being single. What does it mean to be single? There is a difference between being lonely and being alone. They are not the same thing. Being lonely is that you have lost direction. Being alone is that you are one together. Being single simply means separate, unique, and whole. If you say, I am single, what you have defined that I am a separate person, I am separate from Lloyd, I am separate from Ese, I'm not ashamed of being separate from you, which means I can stand, I am a woman all by myself. I don't need you to be complete. I am complete in myself. I don't need you to validate my identity. I don't need your words of affirmation to make me know that I'm beautiful. I don't need you to know that I have a worth. I don't need you to make me know that I am a strong, important person in the country. If I have to get you to do that to me, it means I've not understood what it means to be separate. It's not the kind of hair I wear that makes me separate. It's not the kind of cars I drive or where I live in Abuja. That's not important. Separate means when I stand all by myself, I can have my own birthday, I can have my own party. On Valentine's Day, if I don't get a Valentine card, I won't kill myself and have tears because someone refused to recognize that I am someone that should be loved. If nobody refuses to love me, I will love myself. Because if I don't love me, you can't love me. Even God said I should love my neighbor as myself. So if I have not learned how to cherish me, how to treasure me, how to value me, how to make myself important, I will communicate to you that I don't have self-worth. I will communicate to you that I am a rag on the floor. You can match me as long as you can love me. Being single simply means I am separate. Then I am unique simply means I love you. I don't want to be like you. I love that you're beautiful. I understand the style that you're beautiful. I like your style, your finesse, everything about you. But to tell you the truth, I love being me. I may not have figure shape, figure eight, but I love being me. My legs may not be straight, but I love being me. I may not be black, but I love. I may be short. I have discovered that in this world, 6.2 billion people counting, there can be only one Pastor K in the whole world. Even if you sound like me and talk like me and dress like me, that does not make you me. So I am not one in a million. I am one in 6.2 billion. Check that out. So that by itself makes me important. I am unique. I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm trying to bring you to a place where when someone is talking down at you, you will remember from the start that you are a unique person. Unique, single means separate, unique, and whole. Wholeness means that everything that has happened to me from the past, my family history, I've been healed of it. I was raped while I was a child. I've been healed of it. Some people came into my life and messed up my life, broke my heart and smashed it, and left me worse than they met me. I have been healed of it. Don't get into a relationship or marriage with your fragmented self. If you get into a relationship or marriage with wounds, you're going to have a lot of lies in the relationship. You will believe lies. All right? Wow, this will take me to something else. I don't want to go there. All right, but let's put it together as you rewind. Yes. Oh, get the message, get the CD. Being single. I'm trying to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to have this conference again on 20th of March?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we must understand that some of the problems we have in our relationship is because you have not been healed of your family history. Break it down. If you came, I met a guy who came from a divorce, multiple divorce background. The father left the mom before the boy was 7. The mom attracted another man who beat the mom up and left the mom. Eventually, the boy said by the time he was 17, he could count about 7 men that have lived in their mother's house, so he has 7 stepdads. And he said, Pastor K, my last stepdad is a bully. He likes to beat people up. If he's overseas, you will call him a racist. He would like to beat people all the time. He said, I watched that template. I didn't know that it entered inside me. He said, I saw that my mom was abused, was an unhappy woman. I used all my childhood trying to fix my mom. I didn't have any childhood because I used my childhood to fix my mom. He said, we're only to myself and my brother. Now my brother got into school. I decided that my brother likes to fight. He will fight everybody, beat up everybody, and segregate. He said, even me, there is violence in my system. He said, one day he asked himself, where did this start? He looked back and looked at his family history. I saw a man, his template and his role model of what it means to be a man is the stepdad. So that becomes his example of how to treat life. So eventually he got married. Remember that all the skills he has is on how to fix unhappy women. Unfortunately, he married. Am I too fast? Okay. Unfortunately, he married a woman who also came from an abusive background. The woman's father used to beat up the mom. The woman has 7 brothers who will always beat up and abuse their sisters. So what the woman, the wife, had done all her life was that she has developed skills to raise a fence, boundaries, so that men will not create safe distance that will make sure that men will not abuse her. All right, that's the skill and the template with which he has come out from the house. Now, the other man has come up with a skill and template to fix unhappy women and to be abusive. When these two people got married, the wife discovered that constantly she wants to create a safe distance between her and the husband. This is a man like my father, like my brothers. All of them are abusive. Her idea of an ideal man is a man who is abusive. Listen to me. You don't attract what you want. You attract who you are. So if you keep developing a skill in a wrong place, you are going to attract those kind of men into your life. So having been building a skill to develop a safe distance, to make sure that every man that comes into my life, I will create a distance to make sure that you don't hurt me. Stay there. We may even live in the same house. We can be perfect strangers. As long as you don't get to abuse me. These two people came together. And it was their house became Hammer House of Horror, Fuji House of Commotion. And one day the boy answered, and I said, I have skills in fixing unhappy women. How come I can't fix this woman? Eventually, when they began to do their therapy, they discovered that the woman has never felt protected all her life by her father or her brothers. She's never felt protected. Notice that as a man, I'll give you too many information because I need to. Let's take it to 20. Every man, every woman, and every brother, every sister, you have three things you do. Your father has three functions in your life. Identity, protection, and provision. Your mother has three functions in your life: comfort, nurture, and teach. Your brothers and your sisters and friends have three functions in your life: two functions, companionship and friendship. All right. Is this too high for us? I don't know how to make it simpler than this.
Simple.
Good. Remember that the boy who is now a father has never developed a skill in giving a woman identity. Neither has he developed a skill in protecting a woman. Never developed a skill in providing for a woman. He developed a skill. He picked up what he saw at home without knowing. And then developed a skill on fixing unmarried, unhappy people, which is supposed to be a mother's job. A mother brings comfort. So all he has been trying to do with his wife is to fix her. She's not a car. You are not a mechanic. Your job is to provide protection. The woman said, let me tell you the truth. I've been married to you for 7 years. I have never felt protected in this house. I have never, ever felt protected. The man said, what do you mean you've never felt protected here? All my life I've been trying to fix you. The girl said, I didn't need any other person to fix me more than I've been fixed. I've been so damaged that all I need now is for someone to protect me. I've never felt protected under you. When you have not been healed of where you're coming from, you can't imagine how many guys sitting down listening to me that have undergone, that have gone through a rape situation, escaped rape, escaped verbal abuse. Listen, as a human being, you need 8 hugs a day to be psychologically stable. And some of us, you never got 8 hugs. You got 8 knocks. They knocked you 8 times. When you come out from the house and enter the street, you are a walking wounded. You are hurting people, hurt people. The template you have for relationship is to hurt people. And when the person says, you're hurting me, you can't understand because you have never experienced love. If you haven't experienced love, you can't give love. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm saying the first thing you must do is to experience singleness. Come to a point where you are truly single. Look back at your family history. What is it you have picked up? What are the experiences that happened there that unfortunately you may not know that you have carried and you are running with it to say, I want to get married. I want to get married. You need to drop it. If you're really going to know, get the right person to marry. All right? So the beauty of singleness starts with you knowing who you are. If you don't know who you are, you will be a problem to everybody. Who am I? I'm not asking you your title. If they remove MRS, that is Mrs., from your title, what is left? If they remove barrister, doctor, give me those titles, chief. Listen to me. The title you occupy is not who you are.
If they remove honorable, if they remove His Excellency, who are you? I'm asking you, listen, success is not defined by what you have. It's not defined by what you can acquire. It's not defined by who you know. Success is defined by who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about success, we must look at the foundation of integrity. We must look at the foundation of honesty. We must look at the interpretation of self-control, responsibility. If you can respond successfully to the abilities that are inside you, then when you say, oh God, there is so much information to give. I want to quote from the Christian Bible. A man walked up to Jesus and said, you are such a successful man because of what you do. Jesus said, stop that nonsense. I'm not a successful man because of what I do. I'm a successful man because of who I am. John 3, Jesus began to explain. Listen. It's natural for a lion to roar. A lion will not go through a night vigil to roar. Mabel, do you understand that? It is natural for a bird to fly. A bird will not need to go through a fasting and prayer period to fast, to fly. It is natural for a dog to bark. A dog will not go to have to go through fasting and prayer period to bark. Ladies and gentlemen, that means you as a person, success is natural. It is in your DNA to succeed. All you need to do is to get your mindset to comply with your self-set. Then you can become who you were created to be. Look at how many night vigils we organize because we want to succeed. Look at how many night vigils we organize. No, the moment I know me, when the wrong person comes, I will know that you are not the one. Eliezer is not the one. John the Baptist said, are you the one or should I wait for another? If you don't know you, everybody will look like it. Yeah. When someone comes with sweet lips, baby. It's been a while. I don't know how to say this, but I don't know how to tell a woman I love you, but you could read my heart. There are many ladies that are trying to crack onto me, but you are the one. It's all about you. Then you pretend that you didn't hear the sweet words. All the boy needs to do is collect your phone number and collect your BB, and then chase you. I'm forever be chasing after you. Yes, bumper to bumper, bumper to bumper. He doesn't need to give you space. When someone wants you to fall, he doesn't need to give you space. If you don't know who you are, every sweet voice will sound like it. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There is so much to talk about. Why are you on earth? Let's leave this, let's leave this. Should I just treat this and we go? Let's treat this. I have explained what it means to be single, so. What are my reasons for wanting to marry this person? Let's treat that topic. It's a full topic on its own. If you go outside and get a message about what it means to be single. These questions answer me. What are my reasons for wanting to marry this person? This person you say, you are my African queen. This person you said, the person is your everything. You are my life. You are everything. Everything is you. You are the rainbow. You are like the sun that chases away the rain. When you come around, you bring back my day. All right. I'm not arguing that fact. Baby Oku, 100 watts. No problem. Why is she the one? Why is she the one? Why is she Baby Oku? You can't make decisions based on someone's shape. You can't make decisions, guys, you can't make decisions based on that the girl is fine. Fineness must enter character. Every fineness that is that you didn't find in the character, you are married to a Jezebel younger sister. Guys, you can't, are we together? Am I still your friend here now? Now, ladies, you can't make decisions on his voice, that he has such wonderful voice, that when he speaks, be careful, ladies. When someone calls you by 12:30 a.m. and it's trying to crack onto you and you are running. When you are lying down, you are vulnerable. You raise your one leg up and the person, baby. And they like, he called me baby. He has called 12 people baby. The point is that you are not used to being called baby. The first person that should have called you baby was your father, your mother. They didn't call you baby. Now someone calls you baby, you think the person is doing... Are we still here? Why do you want to marry the person? Why? Yes, my son. Why? He's asking you. What is the goal of this relationship? Write it down. This relationship I am in, what is the goal? So, when I come back again, I thought I would have been able to teach you how to make decisions. But take it like this. Powerless people can make powerful decisions. Powerless people are the people that says, I give you my life. Decide and give it back to me. Powerless people are the people that says, I need someone to rescue me. Rescue me and take me in your arms. I'm sinking. Come and rescue me. Why? I can't tell you why. But your decisions must be based on your values. Based on my values, this is my decision. If you have no values, it means you can't make decision at all. Your decision must be based on what you see on the inside. When you close your eyes, what do you see? Your decision must be based on that. What are your reasons for saying, I'm not just talking about romantic relationship. The people that will bring into your life as your friends, why? What's the reason? Because iron sharpens iron. He that walketh with the wise will be wise. A company of fools will be destroyed. Imagine if you have 10 friends. 7 of them are fools. And they call you chamo. Chamo. Fools calling you chamo. How much of a chairman are you? Number 2. What things am I willing to give up for this relationship to work? Eventually, if you have made up your mind that you are going to get into a dating or loving relationship with this person, everybody must know that everybody must give something up. 1. You might have to give up your dream. Sometimes you may have to give up your values. There must be something. You see, when two people are coming to a relationship, you have a dice, I have a dice, I put mine on the table, you put yours on the table, and then we begin to shift. Says, okay, I don't want to marry a pastor. You're already a pastor. I can now make up my mind, I don't want to be a pastor again because I want to marry. So I give that up. And then I said to the guy, I don't like a guy that does offshore, onshore. I like to stay with my husband, Francom. I'm the kind of person that I like to stay with my husband 24/7, all the time. And then we're all seen together. If you're such a person, then you're telling this guy to give up offshore, onshore. Listen, love is not just the first reason to marry. Love is just foundation. There's nobody who digs foundation and packs into it. When you dig foundation, you now raise to lintel. He's an architect. You begin to cover. You have to say, I love him, I love him. Boom. Then you jump into a foundation. There must be something to give up. And listen, nobody can, if I force you to give something up, you will give it up and enter. When you enter, you pick it up. So you give it up because you made the choice. Not because, am I still your friend here?
Yes.
Are you sure I'm still your friend? Do you still love me here now? What? Look at your neighbor, say, what are you really willing to give up? What are you willing to give? Love is very expensive. Love is very costly. In fact, on our BB, someone was asking me, said, Pastor K, I just finished school. I want to date. I can't find a girl to date. Can you help me arrange a girl? I said, good. No problem. Question number 1. Why do you want to date? He said, everybody around me is dating. I'm the only one that is not dating. And today is actually Valentine. I feel all alone.
Okay,
I said, well, you're talking to the wrong person. Because if anybody comes into your life, you destroy the person. Why do you want to date? I'm still waiting for him to give me the answer so I can answer him. Because I must know where you're going before I take you somewhere. What are you willing to give up? Do you know that for marriages, people give things up? But the worst thing you can give up is your makeup. I'm not talking about what's that thing you put on your face. Yeah. Yeah. Pancake, Mary cake, Agatha cake, Mercy cake. I'm not talking about that. That is in your original DNA. The thing that brings fulfillment and joy. And today in Abuja, girls are giving up their dreams for change. Let me tell you something. Some of the change people give you today, give yourself some time. It will become what you use every day for a recharge card. It is too early to call results. It's too early. We can't be calling result now. I have a ministry. I have a mission to young people. And I keep telling this to young people. It's too early to call result. I remember, Lloyd, when one video came out newly, I was in university. There was a girl in our school. She was the only actress in the entire University of Benin. So she used to oppress everybody because they used to show her on TV. One day, I came and dropped my bag. You know, in our universities, it's first come, first chair. She came and removed my things and threw it away and sat down as a celebrity. I came. I said, "Oh, girl, sit down for my chair." She washed me. You know, call me that day. I was a young pastor, just time. He caught me from head to, as she was looking at myself. She caught me for a look at me. Now, what I was looking to see whether the thing she was causing, whether it did my body. Now, when I didn't see it, I left, I didn't tell her anything. Because listen, if a madman says you are mad, you tell the madman you are mad. Who is now mad? Imagine someone who is pushing truck and sweating. And you are going in your own car. You mistakenly split water. The person tells the person, sorry. The person says, "Look at you, suffer head." The person is pushing truck, and you turn to the person and say, "Suffer head too." Who be suffer head? I didn't say anything to her. I left her. Few years down the line, I was in Femme Foundation office. They used intercom to announce that someone was looking for me. They mentioned the person's name. I remember. You know, say, you get something when you don't feel remember. The abuse was too much that day. He entered inside. You know, the Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, he entered my heart. I remember that incident that day. Ha! I turned my swivel chair like this. I said, "Let her enter." Bradobo Shereka. I said, "Let her enter." She had the hearing of Pastor K. She didn't connect Pastor K with Katarina that was in her school. I get a physio. I just turn like this. My daughter, what is the problem? She was narrating. She has a problem. They're no more giving her roles. Hey. When she finished, I turned my chair. She looked at me. She didn't know whether to greet me good morning, good afternoon, good evening. No, she did. She greeted me all. She didn't know whether to call me Katarina or Mama or Pastor K. I said, "Calm down, my daughter." No, he said, "Okay, we're not mixed. We're not mixed." He said, "Calm down." She didn't know whether to kneel down or to sit down or to lie on the floor. So I pray over you. Every shame is wiped away. Where you were rejected yesterday, when you go back with honor. You go back with dignity. I say, kneel down. There's a way I say that kind of kneel down. That you don't say kneel. I say, kneel down. Come on, kneel down. Yes. Now pray, I won't pray for them. So I said, "So what do you say is the problem?" She kneel down there. He didn't talk him. When he finished. I said, why are they treating you like this now? Why are they treating when I beat and finish? Now I pray for her. When she was leaving, I said, "Dear, it's too early to call. You call that result too early. Listen, you're not in a competition with anybody. Stop thinking that some other person has arrived. Wait, everybody's clock with God is different. Now who first buy can? I ain't buy old one. Are we still together? Yes. Number two, let's look at the concept of marriage. Are you really ready? Now, we don't enter. We don't enter this thing. So that's why we give advice. Forget the romance. Forget how the person will make you feel. Are you ready? When I mean, are you ready spiritually, men? Are you ready to become the priest of the home? Where you stand and make sure that demons do not come into the home and cause havoc. Are you ready for that? Because the Bible says that a man must love his wife as Christ loves the church. How does Christ love the church? He put down his life. Now, when we talk about you putting down your life, we may not necessarily be talking about you cutting off your neck. We're talking about you going beyond the call of duty to make sure that that woman fulfills her destiny. I told my husband when I was going to marry him, I'm going to drop my father's name. I said, while I was answering Ike, it was good. Now that I pick up your name, it better be good, better than my father's name. You know why? When you pick up a man's name, you pick up his identity. You pick up his curses. You pick up his blessings. You pick up his liability. Everything about the man you pick. So you drop your name and pick up another identity. I said to him, this name better be good. So 10 years after, he asked me, he said, my wife, my name work for you. This name work. I pray for every man here. Your name will work. I pray for every man under the sound of my voice. Your name will work. Your wife will be proud of you. Your children will be proud of you. The one with the biggest name will take the blessing. Oh, you must be ready enough to go to the spirit realm and begin to negotiate with elders at the city gate concerning the wealth in your home. Listen to me. You can't be bowing your head at everybody that says, I'm a prophet, I'm this. It's time to learn how to go into the realm of the spirit and bring out the wealth and restoration and bring it back to your family. That's what it means to get married. To get married means you must be emotionally stable. There are some men, when they get angry now and here, when they get angry, devil will say, try. Now, human beings, they get angry like this. Because devil will not say himself, devil no fit get angry like this. There are some people, listen, which means you don't have emotional balance. You are not ready for marriage. Are we still together? There are people that react at everything. I see them when we drive all the time. You find out that someone is driving and someone makes a mistake. The person who is driving just turns and begins to react like a demon. And I ask myself, how can you allow another human being unsettle you? Unsettle your emotion, just drive it. Some of us here, your emotions are here. Any little thing, you have lost it. I'm talking to the men, and at the same time, I'm talking to the women. Man, there is something called self-control. And that self-control is part of emotional balance. Men, women are so emotional that no strong man should begin to toil with a woman's emotion. That is, your ability to unsettle the woman's emotion does not show that you're a man. Because she is already emotional. You don't need skills to get her to fall. By her own building and makeup, she can fall at any point. That's why, women, you must begin to train yourself to have balance and take control of your emotions. Are you physically ready? Do you know what it means to go to someone's house and tell the family, give me your daughter, I can take care of her? Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means to say you go to someone's father and mother, look them in the face, and say, you say, my parents, follow me. I want to go and I will take care. Do you know what it means? It means I will do more than your father. That's what it means. It means that give me some time. Your family will thank me for marrying you. If you are not ready, please. Do you know what it means to bring a child into this world? When you are not ready, the woman is not ready because it was Valentine night. Concerning each other's vision, do you have an evidence of mutual understanding? Two people cannot work together. Can two people work together without agreeing on the direction? Okay. Mutual. I told you this morning that the goal of communication is understanding. Please explain to me what you understand by my vision. Listen, it's not that we are in love. Anything can make anybody fall in love. Nice voice, fine face, money, good car. In fact, someone comes out with a good car now, and the car is breathing, and says, will you marry me? You will hear God there, you will marry the person straight. Then he carries you to his estate, As you they come out like this, you go see, say, cook day, everything is arranged. You know, when you say, will you, ma? You know, no, whether I'm, you know, you will say yes. The boy says, no, I wasn't talking about marriage. It wasn't marriage I was talking. I said, I thought you were talking. You will carry the boy's name everywhere, say, please, let him say yes. Because people have defined comfort and convenience by how much money is in some other person's pocket. I want you to get to a point where you're not a liability. Always listen to me. Your greatest wealth is not in Aso Rock. This Nigerian budget that all of us want to eat, how much is it? There was a time the budget of Microsoft was bigger than Nigerian budget. One man, Bill Gates. Your greatest, you see these people who are singing today. Yesterday, my daughter was telling me that Chris Morgan came with a Bentley. Now voice, now he takes singer. What's the name of that woman that sang, the late one? She sang. She used voice, ordinary voice. She used it to buy play. Your greatest wealth is on your inside. It is your ideas that will rule this world. It took few men to change the way we communicate in the 21st century. I want you to come to a point where you have vision. Where you are not, listen, people are not coming. Yesterday I was in a place and someone asked me, so what is this thing you do with young people? And I began to explain to the person. The person said, no, women are not supposed to have vision at all. Oh. I said, why? He said, you know, it's a man that's supposed to come and pick them. So they're not supposed to have vision. I said, so what do you think they should say? Any man that comes to pick anyone, anything that is a man's vision, they will just pick and they go. I said, good. I said, you are correct. How do you discuss with a fool? What is my vision? Do you understand it? Now, some people may tell you, I understand your vision so that you can come in. But what they have in their mind, they have in their mind. There must be clear understanding, clear evidence of mutual understanding of each other's vision. Have we spent sufficient time getting to know each other as friends? How much do I really know about my spouse? Are you my friend? Yes. How can we be lovers if we never became friends? Are you my friend? This relationship that starts on Valentine night and ends on Valentine morning. It's true. Are you my friend? Do you know something about friendship? People come with building friendship. I have discovered that when you stand with your friend, it is naked and not ashamed. I will explain. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were standing together. Two of them were naked. They were not ashamed. You know what it means? I am vulnerable. You know what it means? This is me. This is all of me. This is all you see. What you see is what you get. There is no part of me hiding somewhere. This is just me. Am I your friend? Are we friends? If we are not friends, let me explain to you. Love goes through a process. Did I talk about four levels of love on Friday? Love goes through a maturity process. The reason why we have immature friendship is that a lot of times you break the process of development of love in a bit to rush things. We must be friends before we become lovers. Restrain your heart. We must. Girls, I don't know what I said to you. I have said this. There must be several gates, since you're emotional. There must be several gates so that you don't open the last gate first. There is a gate in front. You open that one. You open another one. My daughter called it outer court, inner court, and holy of holies. You don't open your holy of holies immediately. Someone cannot come and they say, wow, wow, wow. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. Listen, when she's pregnant, she will not walk the way she's walking now. Now, thank you. She will come the waka. And if God can't help you during her pregnancy, she's spitting. All the glamour for which you brought her into her no-go day there. On the day of labor, when you see your wife, if you ever say, God, she feels say, God, punish your mama. And if you are someone, when you say, what, they enter your body, you go, hold up. Am I still your friend?
Yes.
When, are you sure I'm still your friend?
Yes.
Do you still love me here now? Now, my man, he has four packs, no problem. There's six, okay, six packs, no problem. There's something called middle age spread. A time is going to come when this man will begin to spread around here. Will you still love what you loved before? The breast is going to sag. What? The day you saw her, she stood like Mercedes headlights, and that took you. It's going to fall. Your children will suck it, and it will fall. Yes, yes, yes. You yourself will suck. Now two of them talk about. Now two of them. What's your name, man? What's your name, man? Adenuga. Ezenduka. Now Ezenduka and Esetoka. Camera man, you better pick them. Your pikin go suck. Who else go suck? Yeah. You self go suck. The thing go fall. When the thing fall, is it still that same woman? Cameraman, the entire cameraman. How much do you know about your spouse's future? It is from the beginning that I'm learning what you're going to do with your life. How financially stable will we be? Not are we. How financially stable will we be? Not are we. Have you noticed that most times husbands come in raw materials? They don't come completed. Ladies, I don't know why I like to give my stories, and sometimes when I'm giving these stories, my husband is not around. When I met him, everything he had, home and abroad, he had them under a Volvo boot. And I hated Volvo. You know why? When your fiance is coming, the whole street will know. And I said, in fact, people used to ask him, how can I, a young man, buy Volvo? He said, because I used to close late. So that if they see me with Volvo, they would carry the car for me. The only thing that made him look beautiful was the suit. Remove the suit, there was nothing about him. And each time he'll be talking big talk. Yes. So that's why today, when my husband is talking in relationship conferences, he'll say, men, if you don't have money, have mouth. Don't lack the two. Don't lack the two. It's not good for you. You don't get money. Now that you want to marry this man, or the person who is coming to your life, or this person that is your friend, you see, I'm not just talking about married relationship. I'm talking about even those of you who are attracting friends. What is the reaction of your family, your friends, and mentors? Let's begin with your family. What are they saying about this person? Are you ignoring them? I say they don't know what they're talking about. If you have friends, and please, you need to begin to redefine and clarify who is my friend. If you have a friend who cannot tell you the truth, you don't have friends. You have fans. And do you know why most celebrities go into drugs? By the time they finish all the paparazzi and the fans go, they go to themselves. They have no friends. No man is an island. You need a friend. At your most vulnerable time, there is someone that you can lean on and talk to. That's why John called himself the disciple that Jesus loved. That when Jesus was about to betray, John placed his head on Jesus' shoulder and began to ask him questions. And people who do not understand the covenant on friendship said that they were homosexuals. David and Jonathan. Jonathan created a space for David. Jonathan is supposed to be the heir. He's supposed to be the king after Saul. But covenant relationship fast-forwarded. He created a space and allowed David. You need a Jonathan in your life.
Amen.
I pray for you that God will grant you a Jonathan.
Amen.
Oh, Oh God.
You need to have men. We need to have men who understand that friendship is not all about sex. There is much more. We can have friendship, soul tie friendship that is not sexual. I need to understand how to be your friend. Intimacy is not sex. Intimacy means when I am around you, I feel very safe. What is the reaction of your mentors? Who is your mentor? Do you have mentors towards us? And in what way will your family and friends of my spouse impact my family? Do you know that when you marry someone or someone is your friend, the person's lifestyle will impact your life? For instance, if you have a husband whose job style demands that he will do night 4 times, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he's doing night, he's a medical doctor, which means that you must also understand that your husband must be strong enough to withstand the anointing of nurses.
Yes.
Yes. Nurses, yes. Yes, during the night walk. When, why are you looking at him and laughing? When nurses come with strange anointing, you got that borosh. I said, doctor, are you tired? You go with him for night duty. Okay, those of you here who want to marry doctors. So, I want to make the discussion open. They say you should go with when your husband is on night duty for fun. You just follow and they go so that when he's doing surgery, you will help and host Jesus. Am I still your friend here?
Yes.
Are you sure I'm still your friend?
Yes.
If you're marrying a politician, you must get ready for crowd in your house. Yes. You must get ready. You say, I don't look calm. I am ready for it. Now, there's no way your husband's friends will come and they're coming to discuss political innuendos. Yes. And all the deceits that follow it. That you must not know, even if you don't love to smile, you must do that thing to welcome them nicely. Yes, you must pretend. They say, you understand what? You must pretend that all is well, even if all is not well. When the political godfathers are breathing on their head, you must still continue to pretend and tell the press that everything is good, even if they are putting it. Say, sign this document. Sign it now. The press said, did anybody force you? Say, no, you, the wife, must support. Even me as a pastor, my lifestyle has impacted my family so much. So when you say, I love you, that's the way, I love, Marakwa. Are you willing to celebrate the strength of your spouse and pray for his weaknesses? There's something we must do. You must know how to amplify someone's strength. Don't be the kind of person that keeps putting people down. You are bad, you are stupid, you are ugly, you are this. Amplify the person's strength all the time. What you amplify will become larger. Look at your differences. Your differences are supposed to bring you together, not draw you apart. Is my future spouse willing to respect and keep to issues agreed between us? This is negotiation. We have agreed that these are the values that guide this relationship. Two of us have agreed. When you break the values, what do we do to you? We have agreed that in this house, one of the problems people have is how to correct children. It's becoming a problem every day. You find out that sometimes when you correct the child, the mother will go and tell, don't mind your father, he doesn't know what he's doing. You are damaging the boy. What are the issues we have agreed on? What point of view does my future spouse have about marriage? What do you think marriage is? Get me a microphone. Honestly. When you hear the word marriage, the people who are married will answer last. You want to answer? Okay. When you hear the word marriage, what picture comes to your mind?
No, anybody.
You know. That for sure is happening.
All right. The main thing.
What comes to your mind?
Is a union between two persons now, two persons that are in love. So marriage is a union. So it's a, I would say.
Don't define anything. In your mind, close your eyes. When you say marriage, what do you see?
Union.
So when you want married person, you go say union. When you hear the word marriage, what picture do you invoke?
Hello. Praise the Lord. I look at two different people coming from two different places to live together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other image? What image comes to your mind when you hear the word marriage?
I see two people being joined by the force of love. Two people coming together based on love.
He's saying, you know that some people's love can be wicked. What picture? Media department, I need an empty box. Picture, yes, go ahead.
Hallelujah. When we talk about...
What's your name?
Chibike.
Yeah, Chibike. Mangwa.
When we talk about marriage, there has to be an agreement first. And secondly, I see marriage as...
Good. Go ahead. Chibike,
hallelujah.
Chibike gave me a beautiful idea today, so that I can't forget that name.
Yeah, I see two different people from different locations and different backgrounds coming together as one.
Okay. Any other? Okay, the last one. You want to answer? What with that? Sass, you want to answer? Yes, marriage.
Well, I see marriage as a sacrificial relationship between a man and a woman.
Okay. Anything, you know, you don't need to be married to be sacrificial. To honestly speaking. Honestly. Yes.
My name is Tunde.
Tunde, yes.
Marriage goes beyond just love. It takes wisdom to be in it. So it takes wisdom from the husband. It takes wisdom from the wife to rule a home. Not just love.
Beautiful. All right. My last take.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
I see marriage as a commitment and a responsibility.
Put your hands together for her. She used two strong words. Marriage is not about perfect people coming together. I want to define marriage for you. The picture. Marriage is not loving. People bring love into marriage. Marriage is not romantic. People carry romance into marriage. All right? So what then is marriage? Look at the pictures in my mind. Marriage, people think that when you enter marriage, you're going to find friendship, you're going to find companionship, you're going to... So that's why we say, I'm lonely, I want to marry. What is marriage? Marriage is an empty box that when the people are coming, get me some items, I want to fill it. An empty box. This is intimacy. Lord, you'll be putting, I'll be putting. We want to fill our marriage. Everybody watch the camera. Give him things. He'll be putting, I'll be putting. Just give him things. He needs a lot of things. Give me also. You will never forget this picture. Give me. Give me. Okay. Come, stand with. Okay. He'll be saying what he's putting. Me, I'll be saying what I'm putting. He has microphone. I have. Please help him hold some things. This is empty box. You don't find intimacy when you enter marriage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you put your own. Help him hold some microphones. Right? This is empty box. Me and you, we have come in. we are married. Oh yeah, drop your own. When you drop, you tell me till you drop. Or I should drop first.
I drop first, man.
Anger.
Hatred.
Lie.
Deceit.
Bitterness.
Love.
Fight.
Wrestle.
Cheating.
Anger.
Bring this big man, what's in there inside? Gossip.
Family. Tigo.
The marriage is full. Who are the people who put it? Us. Where did we get it from? They are inside us. We just reproduced what we have. Okay. So me and Lloyd can also decide that we're going to put intimacy, friendship, companionship, respect, responsibility, commitment. The boss will also be full. Do you notice that what we're putting, after some time, he stopped reacting to what I was doing. I put hatred, he put love. Sometimes there is tension in our marriages because all you're doing is reacting to what the other person is doing. You're not supposed to be reactive, you're supposed to be proactive. Your actions are not supposed to determine my response. My values are supposed to determine my response. So, I need to know what you have in your mind when you say marriage. What level of commitment does my future have concerning the success of our marriage? Do you know that this Valentine time would be a time for couples to spend millions of naira building, quenching the things destroying their marriages? But I noticed that a lot of times our careers have come before our families. Then, many people think that all the woman wants is gift. I'm sure I'm going to use it to close. She's very materialistic. All she wants is gift. Sometimes it may not be. What are you willing? I was talking to couples. I said to them, I can never forget this. I said, how much did you spend during your wedding? This one said 1.2 million. This one said 2 million. This one said 5 million. This one said 800. This one said 200,000. I said, how many years have you been married? This one said 10 years. This one said 15 years. I said, say the truth before God. Between that day and today, have you invested that amount of money in making sure that your marriage succeeds? 95% of them said no. Anybody can buy clothes. True love, nobody can buy it. Commitment. Marriage is a garden. Relationship is a garden. You need to nurture it. And so that's why when we come to Valentine's season, we spend time to educate. Listen, it costs us a lot of money to put up this program together. This, as I'm here, this program is happening in Lagos. It's happening in Benin. It's happening here simultaneously. And you notice that nobody charged you fadding. All they told you to do is when you're going, make an investment in your relationship. Buy a 250 naira tape. What did they say when you want to hide something from a black man? Put it in a book. He won't know it. He won't see it. But if I said, everybody, when you're coming today, carry broom. We're going to sweep everything that is making you not to marry. This hall will be full. So sweeping time. Every enemy that is making me not to marry. Now, what if you are the enemy? Listen to me. When you have bad attitude, you will chase away your life partner. You will chase away your destiny helpers without knowing. And then you carry Holy Ghost fire to fire everybody. Say, I chase them away. You chase it, and even chase away the people that God has brought into your life. Our problem is not Holy Ghost fire. Sometimes the problem Pastor K has is Pastor K. Sometimes the way I talk like an animal. Someone needs to teach me how to talk. That's why we're having this program. So that you will talk like a human being. So listen, your husband is not your brother. I will explain. Your brother, you have grown from your brother from day one. Two of you have been growing. Your brother have known for the past 20 years that you're a useless girl. You don't know how to talk. When you talk, they say, leave and I saw you, they talk. You just met this guy. This is 2 or 3 years. He's not used to people talking to him in this manner. When people talk to him in this manner, he feels belittled like a child. And listen to me, men and women, when your wife is engaging you in a talk, don't continue. It's her area of strength. In a day, a woman has about 5,000 words. That is for her to finish. So I can't remember the statistics again. Where are those people who follow me? That is the amount of words. Thank you. 25,000. It was one of my messages.
Yes.
A day. 25,000 words. That is, she can talk until she exhausts 25. She's not tired. The man has only about... Yes, I thought you were in that message. 15,000. Imagine you engage your wife in a verbal combat. By the time you come back from work, you have finished, you have exhausted 10,000. You have 5,000 left. By the time you finish with the children, you have only 1,000 left. She has exhausted 10,000. She still has 15,000 waiting. And you engage such a woman in a verbal combat. Hey! You have carried the ball to her strength. You will see yourself doing foolish things. The woman will say, you're a useless man. Now, because you are tired, you will not say, you're a useless woman too. Because you're tired. You will say, look at you. Now, because you don't know what, you start behaving like a woman. See you, useless man. You don't tire. You don't know what you're going to do again. I saw this thing in my house. They caused my father, caused, you don't know what thing to do. See where a man can't they do like this for what? I'm not cracking jokes. I didn't understand it. He didn't know what to say again. He would just do his buttocks like this for them.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 07069-696499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.